Share number 85. Continuing Chayvas Halavavis, Shabi Tochin Parakei. And the Chayvas Halavavis is continuing to contrast and compare the Beteach and the non Beteach in the world of Ishtadlus. Vahevdal Revihu, the fourth difference between a Beteach and a non Beteach, who are both being Oisik in Ishtadlus. The one who is a Beteach, if he has any extra money, he spends this extra money with a Ruach Nediva, uvelev toiv, lidvorim shal yodom yasik shashem yuya merutza mimenu. With a compassionate heart, a lev toiv, he will spend it on things that he will achieve HaKadosh Baruch Hu being happy with him. Because he understands that everything is really from Hashem, and from Hashem's own hand we give it back to him. So when he has enough to take care of his family, he's very happy to fulfill his obligation towards others and share with them. On the other hand, the non beteach, the entire world and everything that he is here is not enough for his parnasa v'sipuk tzrachav. There's never enough for him to be able to be happy. And therefore, he's very worried about his money. He's concerned with his money. He doesn't want to fulfill his obligations towards Hashem and to other people. What ends up happening is his money is lost from him without him realizing it. He believes himself as the owner of his money and he doesn't share it with others unless Hashem forces him to do it. Whether it's through great loss or transfer against his will, Bunishar Beladov, and he ends up without his money anyways. K'moish HaMelech, Omar HaMelech HaChacham, like Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Yesh Mefazer V'Noisef, Oid. There's a person who gives out his money, he's a Mefazer. What happens? V'Noisef Oid, he gets more money at the end. V'Choisech Miyoshach L'Machzer. But the one who holds himself back from giving to others and giving tzedakah, eventually his money is going to dwindle away. What's the fifth difference between the Beteach and the non-Beteach? The Beteach uses the physical world in order to prepare himself with something to take along on the road. On the trip his neshama has to take after death. And he does things in order that in the Olam HaEmes, in the eternal world, he'll have what to sustain himself there. So therefore, those things in Olam HaZeh, shebaru loy, that it's clear to him, that these things are not going to distract him, withhold him, bother him, disturb him from keeping the Torah la'agia l'chayilam haba and reaching a life of olam haba, who oisik b'hem, he does his ishtadlus as long as it doesn't stir his ruchnias. But those things in olam hazeh, that even a mashahu are going to detract from his kiyam ha'tayra, or through them, chas v'shalom, even worse, he's going to end up doing averus and going against Hashem. Ain hu oisik behem. He doesn't get involved with them as lucrative as they seem, and as prosperous and profitable as they seem. Olam hazeh is only here as a medium to get me to olam haba. Kedei shelo yovi al atzmei machla b'makom refua. By being oisik in these things, you're not really gaining, you're ending up, chas v'shalom, getting a sickness instead of getting cured. V'ilu mi she'ein ha'beteach b'elikim, on the contrast, the person who's not a Beiteach, who Beiteach alem tzoyim atzmam, his problem is that he's Beiteach on the things themselves. V'soymich es atzmei aleihem. And he's relying on the things, the ishtadlus, he's oisikin. He doesn't think about Olam Haba, he doesn't think about Torah. He thinks about this. Will this be profitable for me here in this world? So he gets involved in anything that comes his way, without differentiating if it's something that's good for him or not good for him. And he does not think at all about what will be with him after his death. And both of these people, Shlomo HaMelech said, Chacham Yorei V'sar Meira, the Chacham is fearful and he turns away from Ra, Uchsil Misabro Beiteach. But the fool, he's Misaber, he's Mischazek to be over on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzayin, and he's Beiteach, he thinks nothing will happen to him. But it's not true. V'ahevdel HaShishi, what is the sixth difference between the Beiteach and the non-Beiteach? Shabeiteach Belekim Hu Ohov Al Kol Sugei Anoshim. Someone whose Beiteach is beloved by all people, v'heim soimchim alav, and they rely on him, and they trust him. Mipnei shubetuchim sholo yigram lahem nezek. They know he's sincere. And they know that they don't have to be worried that he's going to come and try to hurt them. V'libam sholim itoy. V'heine mefachtim imenu al neshem v'amamaynam. And they're not nervous that maybe he will hurt their wives or their money. V'hu gam kein batuach bohem. He's also comfortable with them. The Beiteach knows that nobody could hurt him or help him unless the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. So he's also not worried. So he's not afraid that they're going to hurt him. Just like he doesn't look that they're going to help him. If they do, it's only from Hashem, whether it's the help or the hurt. So therefore, he has nothing invested with them specifically that he has to be guarded. And therefore, they know that they could rely on him. When he's able to rely on them and they can rely on him, so they love each other. The Beiteach is surrounded by chesed. Everyone's happy. Everyone likes him. There's no competition. But the person who's not a Beiteach, ain't loy ayavim. He has no friends. He's always desiring, he's jealous of what other people have. And any good thing he sees by someone else, he thinks that they could only be successful at his expense. As if they have parnasa, it's taken from his. There's only a certain amount of parnasa Hashem gives, and if they have more, he has less. And it's their fault if he doesn't have enough money on Parnassah to reach the desires and to get what he wants. Uchilu imheim hayu reitzim. And it's as if he looks at them and says, if you really wanted, hayu chaylum lazer leilagil l'tayvaysav, you could have helped me. You could do things for me. V'mashu ra pegia b'moinoi v'vonav. And if chas v'shalom, something bad happens to his money or his children, hu chayshiv shem garmu leyazeh, he blames it on the other people. How come they didn't take away the damage? Why didn't they keep away the problems? Because he thinks, he believes in this foolishness, in these demyainas. He's disgusted by other people. And he talks bad about them. And he curses. And he hates them. This person is the most disgusted and despised in the eyes of this world and in Olam Haba. Someone whose leiv is seichel, is ikesh, is crooked, lo yimtza toiv, will not achieve satisfaction. And that is the sixth difference between the beteach and the non-beteach in regards to the way they view their hishtadlus and oil hazeh.